With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The number of fatalities being investigated as fire-related from the wildfires in the Los Angeles area has risen to 24 and includes 16 from the Eaton Fire and 8 connected to the Palisades Fire in Los Angeles. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says nearly 30 people have been arrested on charges of looting in areas affected by the Palisades and Eaton Fires. Sheriff Robert Luna says 25 were arrested in the Eaton area, 4 in the Palisades area. Around 400 members of the National Guard are currently in the area. Los Angeles wildfire is already projected to be among the costliest natural disasters in U.S. history.
A preliminary estimate by AccuWeather estimates damage and economic loss thus far approaching $150 billion. By comparison, Hurricane Helene last fall was estimated upwards of $250 billion. One meteorologist with AccuWeather says, unlike previous California fires, which were in more remote areas, the current ones have struck in the densely populated metropolitan area around L.A. with some of the highest real estate values in the country. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Wall Street starts the week Monday following big losses on Friday, a sell-off prompted by a surprisingly robust employment report. Rich Thomason has more on the story.
The Labor Department says American employers added 256,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate edged down to 4.1%. Healthcare, retail, leisure and hospitality, and government all added jobs. While it sounds good, many investors fear it will slow Federal Reserve interest rate cuts. Fed policymakers have been expected to hold the line on rates when they meet later in the month. For the week, the Dow and the S&P lost almost 2%, while the Nasdaq fell more than 2%. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. Another reason to fear artificial intelligence, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Sydney Morning Herald reports that doctors on Australian fertility clinics are beginning to use AI to decide which embryos will be used and which destroyed during in vitro fertilization procedures. The newspaper goes on to say that in most cases it appears that parents are not being informed that a computer program is making such grave decisions. Pro-life advocates have long criticized IVF for its destruction of large numbers of embryos. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
McDonald's joins a growing list of companies that are pulling back on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Ford, Lowe's, John Deere, and others dropping their efforts to promote the queer trans agenda and other liberal causes. This after a backlash from customers and also the election of President Trump. This is SRN News. New Orleans police release police body cam video of Islamist terrorist Shamsu Dinjabar, who killed 14 people in a New Year's Day attack. Donna Warder has more on the story.
New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick said that police body cam footage shows that the man who plowed his truck into holiday revelers on New Year's Day shot at police from inside his vehicle before police fired back.
As officers surrounded the vehicle, the driver fired at them. They killed the terrorist.
Kirkpatrick says police won't yet disclose how many shots Shamsa Dinjabar fired. She says police will eventually release more body cam footage. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.